I'm Chuck Morundi, and I'm interviewing Buck Giesecke of Integrity One Mortgage. And in this interview, we're talking about the challenges of getting a loan on a manufactured home.
FHA does loan on manufactured homes. They are getting more and more stringent. The concern now, if they have modified trusses, dormers, roof lines, anything like that, that is going to prohibit it from qualifying HUD, most likely. And we've had it come up. The other thing with the manufactured, even with HUD, is the county, believe it or not, our county has less stringent guidelines as far as how they are tied down. HUD will require it to be inspected and it has to be tied down properly. And most of the lenders that will still do manufactured homes are going to require them to have masonry foundation. In most cases, cinder block, which a lot of them do, or that can be put in.
Or continuous concrete.
They could retro pour, right. But that's going to be the difficult. But if they, or so many of these people, if they do not have a freestanding garage, there's been some cases where we've had one where we've had the inspection done to where it did qualify HUD. There was actually two walls, the existing home and then the garage, and it was made by the manufacturer that manufactured the manufactured home, three times in one sentence, to allow for those roof lines to be merged. If it was not put together that way from the factory, it is ineligible. And it's most likely going to be kicked out. The problem with that is you usually don't find out about after until the appraiser asks for a question. A lot of times the HUD tags are covered up. And then if they've modified that, it is not going to be HUD approvable. It's just gotten so difficult. It seems like every time we start a manufactured home, a lot of times it's the actual collateral or asset that keeps us from facilitating the transaction.
Are all manufactured home loans, do all manufactured homes have to be HUD approved? No. You can have a conventional
loan. You can have conventional financing. Because in many cases, HUD and FHA are synonymous with one another.
Okay, so...
So you can do a conventional, but the loan-to-values are a lot higher. Because the mortgage insurance... Because the mortgage insurance companies do not like them either. When you start talking about the transaction we're talking about before, where somebody wants to put 20% down, you know, that's going to open up some doors. You're not going to get the typical conforming rates that you would on a site or stick-built home.
So for example, let's say that someone wanted to buy a manufactured, I'm just going to use an example. Let's say someone wants to buy a $200,000 manufactured home on a couple of acres.
Mm-hmm.
So their options are to either apply for a conventional or a HUD or
an FHA loan. Correct.
So they got those two avenues, right?
Right.
So on the purchase-sale agreement, if they don't know which, they should mark both, I guess.
Right.
Take me down those two paths in terms of the qualifications and what they're going to see.
Well, the interesting thing with sellers and with realtors in general or listing agents, when you have a property, if you say that you're FHA and then you want to switch gears to conventional, nobody even bats an eye. If you say that you are going conventional and then you come back and you want to go FHA, a lot of times they will. And that's manufactured, that's conventional, that's stick built, that's any of those. And a lot of times it's because there's a stigma associated with FHA financing. Fact of the matter is FHA financing and conventional financing, from an appraisal standpoint, are about one and the same these days. They don't call out the things that they used to. They're not going to go in there and be overly picky, you know, if there's a carpet seam. What it comes down to is if there's something that's a health or safety risk, typically to children, that not only FHA, but any appraiser is going to bring up. The issue comes up is the actual collateral. And the difference between those two appraisals is that HUD is going to be a little bit more stringent as far as is the home in its original location, which does not necessarily rule out an FHA if a home has been moved. VA it typically does. It's going to require additional inspections as far as how the property is tied down. And the main reason is when you're looking at an FHA loan, they're talking high loan to values. It is an insured loan that's at 96.5% or 3.5% down. You're not going to be able to get a conventional loan for 3.5% down. They overcome some of that degree of layered risk by having higher down payments. So when you throw money at a home, a manufactured home, for instance, you're going to open up the floodgates a little bit. But for the most part, as far as the qualifying and the appraisals in and of themselves, they're about the same.
So how much is required for a down payment on conventional manufacturing?
Well, you can't find one for 5% anymore. You might be able to find one for 10% that's a portfolio lender. And that's a local lender that does not sell their mortgages on a secondary market. I know that I don't have any that will do an FHA or a manufactured home for less than 20% down right now. I don't have any, because almost all of my loans that I fund correspondingly. And what that means is I'm no longer actually a broker, I'm a banker. I have direct relationships with the banks. B of A, Wells Fargo, I fund the loan using a warehouse line, and then I convey it to them, you know, on the secondary market. I sell it to them. And I don't have anybody internally that I can do an FHA or do a manufactured home on. I can broker that out, but even those are few and far between, and they just don't want them. And those are typically on an FHA. That FHA has to be an owner-occupied home, though. It also can't be a second home. Can't have a second home FHA. So, you know, in certain cases that we've talked about, that eliminates that avenue.
So if you get a manufactured home, you cannot have a...
Can't do it as a second home.
Even if it's
not FHA.
Even if it's not going to be owner-occupied,
right.
If it's a second home, unoccupied, it won't get an FHA.
Can't do FHA. FHA's got to be owner-occupied.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was stick-built too?
Stick-built too, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The FHA requirements might be a little more sticky or stringent, only because they're wanting 97% or something.
Right, they're doing 3.5% down as opposed to 10 or 20% down.
You've been listening to Chuck Morundi and Buck Giesecke. This is the first in a series on residential loans and lending practices. Listen to more at squimrealestatenews.com.